Forced Migration Review, Issue 43, May 2013. Harming Asylum Seekers' Chances Through Poor Use of Human Rights Treaties by Stephen Maley. Over the past decade, UK courts and administrative tribunals have become increasingly comfortable relying on international human rights treaties in cases where non-citizens claim asylum or other means of protection from persecution. However, this trend does not mean that these treaties have always been deployed by refugee lawyers in ways which benefit their clients. One could argue that the UK is experiencing a golden age of human rights jurisprudence on refugee matters. Ever since the European Convention on Human Rights, ECHR, became part of the British domestic law in 2000 through the Human Rights Act, HRA, judges have become increasingly receptive towards human rights-based arguments asserted by lawyers for refugees. Previously, lawyers representing refugees in UK domestic courts rarely invoked human rights treaties other than the 1951 convention relating to the status of refugees. As one barrister told me, doing so would incur the judge's scorn. If you had gone to an immigration tribunal pre-2000 and tried to bring up the ECHR, they'd have looked at you like you were wasting their time. When the HRA was passed, refugee lawyers litigating in domestic courts suddenly had options beyond the 1951 convention and no longer needed to demonstrate that their clients would face persecution for reasons of race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership of a particular social group. For example, ECHR Article 3 prevents countries from returning refugees to home countries where they risk torture or inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment, regardless of the reason or whether they have been personally targeted. And Article 8 prevents public authorities from interfering with an individual's right to family life, which has enabled many non-citizens to remain in the UK, even when they cannot meet the 1951 Convention requirement of a well-founded fear of persecution. End note 1. As a result, it has become commonplace for UK lawyers to cite the ECHR in domestic courts. According to two barristers, the ECHR is just a part of your day-to-day vocabulary. It is directly applicable in almost all of the work that you do. And when I started in the early 1990s, everything was the Refugee Convention. The European Convention was virtually never raised. Lawyers sometimes invoke other human rights treaties as well, especially the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which has effectively now been incorporated into British law. Nevertheless, when I ask lawyers about situations where invoking human rights treaties in domestic courts might be detrimental to the interests of individual claimants, nearly all of them came up with at least one example. Bullet point. When the judge is opposed to or skeptical about human rights law, there is not much a lawyer can do in this situation, given that it may be difficult to raise a human rights argument on appeal if it has not been raised and rejected at an earlier stage of the proceedings. Bullet point. When the treaty argument complicates matters. Several lawyers noted that judges, particularly at the first tier of the immigration tribunal, like to keep things simple. One barrister said it could be distracting. If you can get what you need from incorporated treaties,